Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I share music with you that I create, or songs that have helped me continue to keep going every day, to not give up today, tomorrow, not ever. I was literally just on my knees worshiping my Savior this morning, being grateful for another day on this earth and asking Him to take over, fight my battles. It's been terrible these last 3 years. It's been the worst contest I've ever been a part of for you. I am your global ambassador for mental health. The Lord assigned it to me in 2018, and 18 months later, I was receiving presidential security protections because this evil group that abducts children all over the world, the fastest growing black market business in the world, had targeted me. Because they tried to get me to join their cult in 2018 multiple times, and then they sent a PhD in divinity to slither her way onto my team over the course of a year, starting in 2019 to 2020. They won't stop bothering me. She lied about being a part of a private church group, access to all the money in the world. She convinced the top security man of President Biden's team to sign a contract to steal from me for 3 years. The initial contract was to have me killed. Make it look like a murder-suicide from PJ Flynn, who was a person that had gone mentally insane, that had conned me into moving out of the state where I lived. Because they are all involved in this. Many people were involved in trying to harm me since the calling from the Lord above all lords, because the spiritual realm is real. Evil and dark people are real, but they're not more powerful than the Lord above all lords. And just one of the angels of light slayed 125,000 men in the Old Testament. And the Lord already revealed to me I have over 1,250,000 angels guarding and protecting me. And as I was kneeling and praying, thanking my Savior for another day, thanking Him for fighting these battles for me, the most recent one, getting arrested for protecting children from abuse and neglect, and helping their father to not lose his parenting rights because of lies my former employer continues to tell first responders. Lies she continues to tell herself because she's mentally insane and she's not getting treatment for it. She owes me over $11,000, which I believe are certain level felonies. That's not the worst of it. She left a loaded gun with her children in her home unattended while she was taking a bath. Because she was training her oldest daughter to kill her husband. She was fed up with the military. They weren't helping her. She was cheating on her husband, and they weren't helping her because everybody else was at fault. I finally figured that out about a month into working for her. Yeah. She wanted me to move in. Big red flag. She wanted me to be her power of attorney because she had to go to court every week. Big red flag. She got six siblings, or five. She got a big family. Why did I need to be power of attorney? Why isn't her family helping? Because she's a big manipulator and liar. She's a taker. I told her I was going to sign up for a gym membership to start exercising, start getting my mental health back in shape and getting my body back in shape. She goes, oh, I'll sign us up. I'll pay for it. I was like, okay, that sounds nice. I don't want to be rude and refuse a gift. That was told to me a few years ago from a head of Slavic languages, a Russian professor. She said, you don't know how to accept gifts. So I've been working on receiving when people offer me gifts, not to be rude. So we show up to the gym, and what does she do? She wants me to personal train her. She's a taker. She'll take and take and take and take and take until you got nothing left. All your blood is run dry. All your money is run dry. Yeah. She got me arrested when I told her that her youngest daughter was being sexually abused from her oldest daughter. She ignored me multiple times. I emailed her as well. I had huge concerns. She had just moved her brand new boyfriend in after one date because I wasn't available one time in my off week. We had a verbal agreement that I would work for her every other week and she would give me a bunch of hours on my on week. Well, then her schedule started changing with her ex because of holidays and life. But she didn't give me any notice to be available for her. She called me after hours on a Thursday night and expected me to be at her house at 5:45 in the morning. And my back was out. She didn't provide me medical coverage as a W-2 employer. That's against federal laws. And I texted her. I said, I'm so sorry. I know you asked me to come in, but my back is out. I can't even barely get out of bed. I'm so sorry. She didn't text me all day. At the end of the day, she says, I hope you feel better. She had made her plans to move a man in. Told him all kinds of lies. On Monday, I meet him. I had no idea who he was. He had moved in over the weekend. And he had taken over my job. And he was still active duty in the military officer. He knew better. I warned him multiple times because she decided to start having me communicate all communications with him. He became my new boss. This woman doesn't care about her children. She doesn't protect her children. I'm having to pay lawyer fees that I don't have or run the risk of getting a court-appointed lawyer for broke people. Yeah, that Chris Rock laughs about in movies. Yeah, that's where I'm at in life. Royally disrespected last 3 years. And I'm a married veteran spouse. My husband protects President Trump. He's the top guy. And he would never brag about that. He would never tell you that. He would deny it to your face if you ever got to meet him. But you better believe, I love who I married. And I'm voting for Trump. Yeah, all this bullshit in America. Bullshit the last 3 years, blocking me from making money and getting me arrested for protecting children. Yeah. What is wrong with America? So I was kneeling down and I'm just praising the Lord because I know he's going to turn it around in his timing. The Lord is watching all these ridiculous humans and in his perfect timing, he's going to just destroy them all. So I ain't worried about none of those people. And people have an opportunity to repent back to him. And as I was kneeling down, I was reminded of a melody. And I don't even know if there's a sermon topic necessarily. It's just, this is just real life for me. This is where I'm at. I'm burned out. That's what I told the Lord. I said, Father, I'm burned out. All these losers from this contest, all these people that have been allowed to break every single law in America that all of the veterans died to protect our country for and protect the vulnerable. They have broken every single law that they are supposed to keep. And I said, Lord, I'm burned out. I need you to fight this battle for me. And I know he's going to because I finally said, I need you to do it. I can't do it. And he reminded me of a melody from junior high. And I remember singing it to my veteran hero in 2020 who protected me. That became my husband last year. And I think we were talking about different belief systems in the conversation. I'm trying to remember different faith systems because our parents raised us in the church, but they also encouraged us to be friends with people and to go to different temples and things with our friends so that we could be exposed to different belief systems. They didn't want us to be confused, but they wanted us to be respectful. They call it tolerance, right? Have a tolerance for other faith systems. And there are some faith systems that worship the sun and the moon. And I said, I think we sang a song about that in junior high. He said, do you remember the song? What it was called? I said, I don't remember what it was called, but I remember some of the melody. He's like, sing it for me. I'm like, all right. Golden are the sunbeams lighting up my way. Golden is the meadow inviting me to play. And there was some more, I can't remember the lyrics of that part, but it was da 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 da. Oh, golden is the morning, something. And then there was a part that was about the moon. And it was, how did that part go, Father? He just reminded me of it. Something about the moonbeams. Anywho. And I think he's just reminding me to just stay focused on what he designed me to stay focused on. These people in this contest, they desire, and they're probably trained to pull you in all sorts of directions, to test you, to see if you'll go mentally insane. Because if you're supposed to be the global ambassador for everybody with depression, that's a lot of responsibility. So they need, before they crown me, right, they need to make sure, like, is this lady legit? Is she really the one that's going to represent all the men, right? Because I'm a woman. So there's all these men I've had to fight against and all of their egos and their small dicks. Yeah. Yeah. Because they are disrespectful to women. They probably beat their wives at home in private when they get drunk. Because that is their stress release. And they get to cover it up because of their big, fat paychecks and the number of decades they've served in their country. And many of these people are involved in the abducting of children, sexualizing of children. They're disgusting. And the Lord is going to reveal their names to me all in due time, or to other spiritual leaders. Because we are in the end times, and in Revelations, and in many parts of the Bible, Ezekiel speaks about it. The bones rise up. The dead will rise. There will be many visions to the young and old. There will also be false prophecies, so you have to be on guard. Anyone that says anything about oracles, you need to be on guard about. The Lord does not believe in oracles. Future telling. I have the gift of premonition. He has gifted me, but I don't have the control switch. He shares things in his perfect timing with me that are in alignment with the whole body of Christ. That is how I knew. What's that, Father? Okay, he said, say it out loud about Obama. That is how I knew that Obama has sex with boys. And he revealed it to me in the middle of his act. And I immediately said the command that the team that protects me knows. They have whatever technologies, listen in, and then they handle business. Obama had a slave, a boy, for a year. A five-year-old boy, just turned six, I believe. The vision was so clear for me. It was so disgusting. I said, Lord, don't share that with me. But who else is he going to share it with? He has to reveal it to somebody, and he trusts me. The Lord reveals things to those who stay close with him. And it's been difficult. It's been very difficult processing this spiritual gift that he's training me into. I've known I've had it since I was 14. This gift of the future, this gift, this premonition. But he's added more gifts to me. The more people try to attack me, he gifts me more. I have mind reading abilities. Yeah, you didn't think that was possible. I didn't think it was possible. I read another person's mind that was standing next to me. actually sitting. We were sitting next to each other. And they were stressed about going to war because they had already been a part of the Iraqi war. What's that, Father? He says, say the time frame. This was last year when I was in HVAC sales. This person was helping me get onboarded for my new sales job because my manager wasn't helping me with the technologies, wanted me to work outside of work hours and not get paid for things that they should have set me up properly for the job. That was the worst job ever. Worst job environment, sexually harassed. They were all a bunch of racists against people of color. And I reported their asses, reluctantly reported the sexual harassment because I don't stand up for myself. I try to ignore men because I've had to deal with disrespectful men my whole life in my own family starting at 3 years old. I've had to deal with nasty men my whole entire life. It has never served me to speak up. I finally did because men told me to. In my job. And then it got worse for me and they covered it up. And the Democratic Party hacked into their website and erased all the record of me working there ever. Yeah, that's illegal. That's felonies. They were upset that they on purpose allowed me to work there. Yeah, they were upset that they sent Bill Dolan to me as an informant. And they look out for me. Some of them, they do look out for me. And they were so upset that I was actually being sexually harassed in the workplace. And my coworker, that used to be a woman that had a sex change, that was presenting as a man, told me why I wasn't making money. Because they wanted my vagina. And they were all talking about my body and my job. He couldn't believe it. I said, I'm not making money because I'm not putting out. Yeah. Worst contest ever. And last year, that was when I was married. Yeah. And my husband forced me to move out because a bunch of assholes in the Democratic Party and Republican Party that are not of sound mind, that sexualize children, that are a part of this Illuminati group that kept trying to get me to join it, tried to have my husband and me killed last year. It's been the worst 3 years of my life. I do it for you, and I'd do it again. I wouldn't wish it on anybody else. And I can't, because this assignment is mine from the Lord above all lords. We're going to drain the swamp. I can't wait to get rid of all these nasty ass pedophiles. I bet many of these people that are in this organization aren't actually pedophiles, but they are in sales. They are in customer service. They are in the beauty industry, right? They're turning a blind eye to what they know is the truth. And my husband, before we got married, when we were in safe housing, he was homeless and I was in safe housing getting protections from the man that started to plan his acts of killing his own mother that went mentally insane, that had high-level connections to the FBI. Oh, such a weird 3 years. Such a weird 3 years. But he told me, he said, you got to pay attention to where the money's at. That's what smart people do. That's what investigators do. They follow the money trail. So if people are making money, but they might not be an actual pedophile, but they're making money off of other people being pedophiles, that's bad. And in my faith system, it does say, if you're able to help someone and you don't help them, but you're able to help them specifically for what they ask for, if there is a child that is crying out for help, and there are all these people that could help, but instead they're profiting off of the sexualizing of that child, you are just as guilty as the people that are pulling their pants down and doing the nasty with these kids and teaching these kids how to be depressed, how to have suicidal thoughts. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're planting suicidal thoughts in these children at young ages because they are on purpose committing crimes against children. We lock those kinds of people away in America. Why? Why are we allowing people to get away with it? Because they have money. Shouldn't be allowed, but it's nothing new. It's nothing new, and the Lord above all lords has known about it for a long time, and he has had enough. He has straight up had enough. So there's a lot of people that were stressed and frustrated about the pandemic and the shutdown, but it's a part of the plans. It has been a part of the plans for a long time. The enemy planned to kill a bunch of people because of the lack of space, right? That's reality, population control. But the Lord desired to also use that same shutdown to get rid of and point out all the poisonous people that are harming the children of the world. The Epstein scandal was released right as the shutdown was happening. So all of these people that were thinking they could continue this nasty addiction to harming little girls and boys, right? It starts with the sexualizing, right? That's not the end game, though. They harvest their organs when they're no longer compliant in, like, their teen years. And if any of them are very attractive and the buyers have a lot of money and they decide, yep, I want that one, they will pay to have them sent to different areas. That's what the whole Maui thing is all about. People are like, how could forest fires miss trees? How could a forest fire burn a tree from the inside out? It's because it's lasers. It's not forest fires. Maui was bombed. Maui was shot at on purpose because they're trying to turn Maui into the next Epstein Island. That is the truth. That is the absolute truth. And you're either on team light or you're on team dark. Anybody that says anything bad about Trump, you got to be on high alert, because he kept me alive in 2020 when he was asked to from Biden's security team. They knew. The security guys and gals, they know. They know that this child abduction business is real. They know it because they've all been watching me and paying attention to my content since I started releasing it in 2018. There are master resiliency coaches on all military installations in the United States and in the world. They started utilizing my content from my blogs after about 2 or 3 weeks of writing. That's 1 or 2 blogs of me writing just my story. They started using, and they reached out to me and they told me they used my information to teach their classes to help people that were struggling with suicidal ideations in the military. That is powerful. That told me that I was on the right track. And I shared that with my sibling. The Lord just said, tell them the truth. I'm going to. I had called my sibling before I moved across the country. And we spoke on the phone because I was scared. I was scared of my own mind. Because I had gotten on birth control and I had never been on it before. And after our dad died, after I had made 5 therapies for free for the hospital where Move Happy was first birthed, I had earned a promotion in less than 10 months that my boss told me no one in 30 years was even offered an interview for. I earned the promotion, and then I worked the job. I trained for the job, and then I worked the job, and then I lost the job because state legislators voted against mental health. The following year, I was engaged way too quickly, and he broke up with me via text message. I experienced so much loss all at once. I started dating again for the first time. And he convinced me to get on birth control. I desired to have a family, but he wasn't ready yet. I listened to a man yet again, and he was nice, and he was kind. And we dated for a little while, and then he moved away. He said, I need to be closer to my kids, which made sense, and he was nice about it. But the implant, the bicep implant, messed with my hormones so badly, I couldn't have rational thoughts. It was so bad, I called the suicide hotline, and I had called my brother and told him that. I had told him that because I also had the solution, because the Lord had healed me after 18 years of struggling by myself because society wasn't built for people with suicidal ideations. Society was built to cause suicidal ideations and to make you pay for pills that make it worse. That's the truth. That's what the pharma industry really is. And then they blame you if your thoughts aren't better. Nobody takes responsibility because no one in history was ever assigned this position until I was born. When I called my brother and I explained to him how the Lord came into my bedroom and healed me completely of all of these negative thought patterns. And I knew my assignment. I told him. He was one of five people I called about my mission that the Lord had assigned me. I was changing my business name from A Firm Queen to Move Happy. He gave me my three pillars: mindset, community, fitness. He told me I was going to be doing an annual event starting in America. And then we would do a different country every year of public speakers and live music, a variety of religious belief systems, a variety of musical genres, and a variety of speakers all saying the same message to help people become empowered to find happiness from within. I had my assignment from the Lord above all lords. When I launched the blog, only a few weeks later, I only did one blog a week. That was two blogs, maybe three. I was reached out to when I went on LinkedIn. There was a military officer. He and his wife. His wife does therapy for the military families. And he was a master resiliency coach. He reached out to me. And he said, "Aaron, just wanted to let you know we used your blog, a part of our class." JC and Brandy Chacon. I had them as guests on my podcast because I was so grateful that my story could be used so quickly when I continued to be obedient to what the Lord had assigned me to do. I have just shared my truth. That's all I've done. And I've tried to help as many people as possible. Because this job that I've been assigned from the Lord above all lords is a lot of responsibility. So I've had to learn to not take things personal. When big, powerful, rich people try to have me killed, try to ruin my reputation, try to tell all kinds of lies about me, hack into my device, message people pretending to be me, getting me falsely arrested last week. Yeah, I have no doubt that they probably sent her messages while I was sleeping in my device remotely. And that is why she went to the authorities. I have no doubt. I reached out to my team for help. And those people, if they chose not to help me, they're not in the circle anymore. I'm not going to cry about it. The Lord told me not to cry for people that make their own choices. He's building me up as this resiliency queen that you know me as. And we've got 48 days until I'm reunited to my husband. And I'll be in the same room as Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, my pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, and all the presidents and all the first ladies, the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of my original Move Happy program that encouraged me to keep sharing it, told me, "Aaron, this is way bigger than this hospital. You will be sharing this. You will be speaking on stage with all these big name speakers. You're just as good as them. Don't you ever give up. I haven't given up. I haven't forgotten the assignment. And my mom will be there too. Because it hasn't just been terrible for me, it's been terrible for my entire family. They hacked into my dead father's pension fund, messing with my mom's money. How many laws are we going to break in America before somebody gets this man impeached? You do your jobs, I'll do mine. I know nobody's job in America is to steal from an American citizen protected under the American Disabilities Act. I know nobody's job is to try and have her killed and accept payment. Yet, many of the Democratic leaders chose to break laws. And the Lord reveals to me your names, reveals to me your conversations. There is nothing hidden from the Lord above all lords, and He shares with His children who stay close to Him the truth. So you better be on guard. We got 48 days till this meeting takes place. If anybody continues to make it worse for me, it will get worse for you. I've already let the man know. They came to my house. They signed the 3-year contract to steal from me and pretended, told me I was getting protections from Trump's team. Yeah, he told me that. He didn't say Trump's name, but he told me we all work together. I put 2 and 2 together. Yeah, I already reached out to him and I told him I know that there is a bomb somewhere in America. I know that they stole all the chemical compounds of California. How do I know that? Because all the political parties know that I'm an influencer and they know that people listen in on my tech. So they have me follow. They remotely hack in, which is a felony. I don't care. They want me informed. I don't watch the news. They know that because they consume, they listen in on all my devices at all times. I never know when they're listening in. They send me social media accounts to follow to stay informed on what they decide is the narrative. I don't know what the truth is, but I do know that there are many big-time social media influencers that are saying that there were 60,000 pounds of a chemical compound stolen out of California, the same chemical compound that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing. There are plenty of people that are fed up with what Biden and his administration are doing and getting away with it and abducting all these children and hiding the truth. There are 1,000 children in Maui that are missing. Why aren't they talking about that? Because he's involved. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet all the presidents and the first ladies. I can't wait. Because I have a strong feeling all these ladies are like, you guys need to stop your nasty behaviors. But they married who they married, so they're kind of stuck in an awkward position. I don't let nobody tell me what to do. My husband, he loves that about me because the Lord is in charge of my life. Nobody can buy me out. Nobody can sway me to believe in any of your narratives. No, I believe based on evidence, multiple points of evidence. And then I pray about it. And then before I was forced to separate from my husband, I would speak to him about it because I cared about his opinion. But I haven't even been able to communicate with my own husband for 1.5 years because of this ridiculous contest. And how political parties, both political parties, used me as an informant without asking my permission, committing acts of terrorism on American soil. Both political parties and your powers to your military men with small dicks. Things are going to change. When we sign contracts, no one is going to be using any woman any further without asking her and getting her consent every single time. Otherwise, you are raping her. That is the definition of rape. Get consent every time. And children are not legally able to give consent for sex. So that is rape of a child, of a minor. That is pedophilia. That gets you in prison. You cannot legally give consent if you are under the influence of alcohol in democratic states. That is to protect the vulnerable from being drugged. You must be sober. Have conversations before taking people's clothes off. You are not legally allowed to ask someone for sex in exchange for protections when you have a badge. That is rape. That is against your oath, and you lose your job. I can't wait for Trump to get back in office, because I know that he wasn't involved in any of this ridiculousness from both political teams. He has vowed to get rid of the deep state. And I don't really fully understand what that means exactly, but I think it's similar to all of the evil people that are abducting the children. I think it means to get rid of all the people that are being ridiculous in America and around the world. And I know he's friends with Putin. He's friends with, he was trying to be friends with the North Korea guy so we could do business with them. I didn't know that until after I started writing a song and the Holy Spirit told me to have some of the lines in North Korean language. I was like, I was trying to find out what the North Korean language was. But we don't have access to it in America because we don't do business with them. But what I looked up, I found out, is that Trump visited the North Korean leader 3 times when he was in office trying to find peace. So, because he's a businessman and he was trying to get us to be able to do business with them. Because guess what? If you're able to have unity across nations and work together, and if you can make money and sell your products or services to more places, guess what? That increases your revenue. That is the job of a president, to help increase revenue, to help your citizens not be so stressed out, right? He cares about the middle class. Anybody that says anything bad about him, very rich, very evil, and profits off the children of the world. That's the truth. That is the 100% absolute truth. Or you are so ignorant that you believe what the media tells you. Yeah. You need to start using your brain. Listen to the Real Entertainment Therapy Experience 2.0, just the beginning part where Brenda Murphy speaks. She was our keynote speaker. She was a mentor of mine in a direct sales company. She didn't profit off of helping me. She desired to help me because she was good friends with Danette Green, and Danette was one of the leaders on my team. Danette had qualified all 3 categories back in the day for ice skating. She triple qualified for the Olympics for ice skating. That's who I got to be coached by. And she coached professional athletes for 40 years. She attracted good people on her team. And Brenda had signed up to get into direct sales. She was a postmaster general, postmaster person. She was the person responsible for 2 locations. She speaks about her leadership. She grew a farm cattle of like 100 cattle or something, 100, 200 cattle. She was a cool lady, real cool lady. She survived cancer for many, many years through natural methods because she used her brain. And then there was a medical mistake that happened. And she spoke about that and how she had it all and then she had lost it all. And she said that the number one thing that's most important is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because no matter what you have or what you don't have, you always have him if you choose. If you choose to believe in him and have a personal relationship with him. So I'm going to close it out with an opportunity for you to connect with him, because there is no way I could have a sound mind with everything that's happened to me in the last 3 years. But I do, and I have, because I committed to this relationship with him a long time ago. I'm 37, and I think I first became a believer when I was 3, when the abuse first started happening to me. So I've got 34 years of spiritual health training. And I'd like to help you have a personal relationship with the Father above. There's no tomorrows. There's no guarantees of tomorrows. So you might as well do it right now. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I know I make mistakes, but I don't desire to. Come into my heart and show me better ways to live, to be a kinder, more loving human being to others. And this I pray in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. And Father, are there any asks? Oh, he reminded me of the rest of the song. Silver are the moonbeams. anything else, Father, you want me to ask? Okay, he says, call your governors and tell them Erin Nicole won this contest. Give it to her. And if they say, what contest? You say, Chief Spiritual Officer of America. If you're listening to this and you live in another nation, you call your prime minister or whoever is the head of your nation that you can get a hold of, their contact info, and you say, Erin Nicole won this contest. And they say, what are you referring to? Global Mental Health Ambassador. Give it to her. She's earned it. That would mean the world to me. All right. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.